Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Febufest Prague International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Anwar Safa and screenwriter Anna Sofia Clerici. So thanks very much for joining us, guys.
No, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So I really loved the film. I went to a screening of it last night and really enjoyed it, and everyone in the audience did too. The first question is kind of the obligatory question and the radio format, and it's if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of the film, first of all.
Well, the story came to me when I was watching Mexican news, and there were three kids. They went to a geography contest in Japan, so they could go. They have to make rifles because they didn't have much money, and they were obviously genius, the three of them, and they didn't have many opportunities. They didn't even have a computer. So I start wondering about all the kids in Mexico with this brilliance and non opportunities, because the government doesn't do anything for that. So I start making the investigation, and I talk Pato about it, Anwar.
Pato's my nickname, so if she says Pato, it's Anwar.
It's his name, yes.
But so this is very much also, like, the story. There's a story of this kid, and he comes from an impoverished background. This story is also about the different backgrounds and how some of these things can just happen.
Yeah, I mean, the World Health Organization believes there's almost 3% of the population is genius. That's a lot. I mean, 3 out of 100 people are geniuses, and they don't even know about it. So when Ana Sofia made the research, she found out, she found a guy who has an institution. He's a genius, and he found out he was a genius when he was like 23 years old. Yeah. It was too late in his life, but he finally got a chance to understand why he was so a misfit. You know, he didn't fit anywhere. Nobody cared about his subjects that interest him, and it was very interesting. I mean, there's a lot of kids like that, and we want to make justice for them.
Yeah, and it's great because, like, this story actually is there is the whole genius side of it, but it's also just about a kid growing up, and yes. I think that's the part where that everyone is going to connect with. So that's also important too, right?
Yeah, I love Huckleberry Finn. The Catcher in the Rye, that is like the very young, the very young protagonist. I love the point of view of the children, of teenagers, and that for me was like very important to have that point of view of the kid.
Yeah, you know what's great about the way that this is a film for the cinema is that I feel like whenever I go to the cinema, no matter what film I watch, I become a kid again. So that's, I guess, part of the reason why I think this film is so good and why people reacted to it so well is because they could see a part of themselves in it. Is that something that you were kind of interested in, getting a universal feeling in this film?
Well, yeah. I mean, the film is about a kid genius, but the subtext of the whole film is about acceptance. Mm-hmm. Are we happy because we are accepted by others? Or is it the other way around? When we accept ourselves, now we're ready to be happy. Mm-hmm. And that's the subject Ana Sofia explored on the script, and I really wanted to explore on the subtext of the whole movie. And I think it's there, and all of us identify with being accepted, you know?
Yes, and parents as well. So it's just that's another integral part in the story, right?
It's important because we are, sometimes people like move on from their families, and they don't accept where they come from. So this is very important to, you are part of that, even if you don't agree or you are different from them. So that's like the message at the end, you know, that you accept your family and that is part of you, even if you take another way.
Yeah. It's acceptance. Yeah, to accept yourself and accept others. It's a wonderful take-home message. So let's talk about the production now. Well, first of all, I can't help but ask. The kid is fantastic in this film. How did you find him, and how did you work with him?
It was a blessing for the project. The movie could easily be a nightmare. I mean, filming it, yeah. But Martini was a blessing. Natalia Beristain, which is the casting director, she's also a film director. I mean, not just a casting director, she have directed two films. And I asked her to help me out and to move to Sonora, because the Mexican film industry is very much based on Mexico City. And a lot of us are tired of that. We think Mexico is a very rich country with a different ideas and different idiosyncrasies. So we got the opportunity to tell the story in Sonora, and we did all the casting there. Natalia went there for more than a month. She watched more than 500 film kids, and she chose 23.
Yes.
And I got the opportunity to work with the 23 kids. And the minute I saw Martin, I knew it was him. I was just scared he was the youngest.
Right.
And Ana Sofia originally wrote an 8-year-old kid on the story. And I was like, let's make him 10. Because I was scared, you know. But once I met Martin, he was 7. and turned 8 right before we shoot.
Yes.
And it was great meeting him. He's a great kid, easygoing, very self-centered,
smart.
Great kid, friendly. I don't know. He had all the qualities you need on a kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was great.
But you said something very interesting there about, you know, you got to make a film that wasn't in Mexico City. I would go further than that. I've seen a lot of films from Mexico that were just kind of dealing with the usual themes of gangs and
violence.
Right. Is that restrictive? You know, do you ever feel like this is the type of films that we're identified with? And this goes for other countries as well, but in Mexico in particular, this is kind of different, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's also a subject we're tired of. We have a lot to show from Mexico, not just the narco and the violence.
Yeah.
And this was an opportunity to show a different face of our country.
Yeah.
It's important to show it. I mean, we feel much characterized.
Yeah.
And Mexicans are, there's a lot of types of Mexicans, you know, a lot of types of personalities, looks. We wanted to show all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I wondered about the visual influences that you had in mind when you made this film.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make a balance between realism and formalism. In a way, if it felt a little bit artificial, we would give permission to the audience to laugh about things that it may not be funny if it was framed differently, with different music, a little bit more real acting. It could have been a really heavy drama, because the things Jeremy go through are hard. But I have a big influence from Wes Anderson and the Coen brothers, and I didn't invent nothing. I just got inspired by their way of showing things. And I thought it would be great to show things with a symmetry and a controlled color palette, and the music with the banda music from Mexico. And I think the sum of those elements helped give permission to the audience to laugh, you know?
Yeah, you're right. This story does get into more serious themes, but it uses a sense of humor, and it does so fantastically. I was just wondering, maybe by using an example of this film, but just also in general, sense of humor, it can be used very powerfully, right? It's a powerful device.
Yeah, I think comedy is a very strong way of making criticism. It's a good way to critique something, because if people laugh, it's because it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
And that resounds, and they can think about it without feeling defensive or attacked, you know. And I feel comedy. We need more comedy with a message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Now, this film is made, and where is it going to be? Where are people going to be able to see it? You know, is it screening in other festivals? Is there distribution plans that you'd like to talk about?
Well, we've been on a circuit of festivals. We've been lucky because, I mean, I always thought festivals applauded more heavy drama films, you know, not comedies. But it didn't work like that. I mean, we got an opportunity to travel the world and show it in a lot of places. And now comes commercial distribution. It's going to be released in October. I still have to sign.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
yeah.
But it's 99% probably we're going to be getting a U.S. Theatrical release, and a Mexican, obviously, theatrical release.
That's terrific, and I hope as many people as possible get to watch this film. Very last question, is there any future projects that you would like to talk about, any ideas that you have in mind?
Well, Ana Sofia and I are a team.
Yes.
She's like my wife. She's my wife. I mean, like my wife because we didn't actually get married. But I mean, and we're working together on the next film. She's writing right now the script. She has already a script. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I'm working on the to get the finance.
Right.
Hopefully, it's not gonna take 8 years like Jeremy took.
8 years.
8 years it took.
Wow, it took 8 years.
Yeah. But, well, Martin was 8 years old when we made the film, so it was great. We had to wait for him. The idea was born the same year Martin was born. So.
My mind is blown. And how did it finally come together? Was it like a problem with getting it together financially?
Well, it's our first film. It's my first film as a director, and that's always hard. I'm guessing everywhere in the world. So it was hard to find people who would support us money-wise and trust us. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the next project would take only a year.
Yeah, well, judging from this film, I don't think you're going to have as much problem this time around. And that brings me to my final comment. I'm looking forward to seeing your other works too. And I'm very much thankful for you guys to have talked with us about Jeremy. Excellent film. Thanks very much for joining us.
No, thank you for giving us the space to talk to you. No?
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.